This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. We got the much-anticipated Consumer Price Index from the Bureau of Labor Statistics this morning. And there are a bunch of numbers in there that give us different insights into the economy. First, month over month, consumer prices were pretty much unchanged between June and July, which feels like a relief after 25 months of price increases. Second, the year-over-year number, which still shows that prices are 8.5% higher than July of last year. Still better than the June numbers, but also still high. So, to wrap it up, on average, most stuff is about the same price as last month, but way more expensive than last year. But averages are just that. Individual products and categories are still fluctuating. For example, part of the reason for this month's slower inflation is a fall in gas prices. They've dropped roughly 20% from their peak in June. Marketplace's Lily Jamali gets us started with more on that.
The national average for a gallon of unleaded is $4, and drivers here in California, like those across the country, are paying less than they did 2 months ago. Crystal Lino has noticed.
I wish they would have fallen a lot earlier because I don't live very close to work.
Lino's a single mom. The commute to her job at a grocery store here in South Pasadena is about 15 miles each way.
When you work 5 days a week, it can add up very quickly. It's very hard to try and put aside gas money as well as like food and rent and stuff.
Food and rent keep getting more expensive even as prices at the pump fall. Because they're so volatile, gas prices can mislead when you're tracking inflation, says Severin Borenstein of UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business.
It's always one of the least reliable parts of the consumer price index.
He says gasoline has an oversized impact on the headline CPI number, which showed inflation staying steady in July. Core CPI, which strips out gas and food, showed inflation rising, albeit at a slower pace. Gas could get cheaper in the coming weeks as it adjusts to lower oil prices, but
in a month or two, oil and gasoline could be headed back up again.
Which could lead more Americans to drive less, a trend that's already underway, says Kelly Sanders at the University of Southern California.
Demand compared to last summer is down this summer about 10%, which is pretty significant.
But on a recent cross-country road trip in her hybrid, Sanders was surprised to see how little she paid for gas, just $678 for almost 5,000 miles. In South Pasadena, California, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.